No speaker of the House is the vortex of political telenovela. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Washington's House Speaker unrest echoes Congresswoman de la Cruz's sentiments. In a world where political stability and competent leadership are of paramount importance, the turmoil regarding the House Speaker in Washington, D.C. has cast a lasting shadow of unrest and uncertainty over the U.S. government. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz of Texas's 15th Congressional District openly verbalized to Texas Border Business through a press release her dismay and disappointment regarding the ongoing drama, comparing it, although unfavorably, to a telenovela, one that seemingly overshadows even the most over-the-top soap opera. De la Cruz is speaking harshly, and her words point to a tough truth. The country is having a hard time dealing with huge debt, problems at the border, and constant threats of terrorism from overseas. The chaos in the House of Representatives, which plays a key role in making and approving important laws, is not just a small internal fight. It's a big show that not only makes it difficult for the government to solve national problems but also is a sad example of the disagreement that affects the daily lives of ordinary Americans. A House without a speaker, a symptom of political paralysis. The Speaker of the House of Representatives holds a critical role in the United States government. Not only do they manage the legislative body of the House, ensuring the orderly and fair passage of legislation, but they also stand second in the presidential line of succession. Without a speaker, legislative stagnation, the House, devoid of a leading figure, risks descending into a state of legislative paralysis, where vital bills and policies are stalled, thus impeding the flow of government action to address key national and international issues. Decision-making limbo. Decisions, particularly those necessitating collective agreement, linger unresolved, fostering an environment of uncertainty and potentially jeopardizing the nation's ability to navigate through critical and time-sensitive challenges. Undermined global standing. On an international stage, a leadership crisis may undermine the perceived stability and authority of the U.S., affecting its geopolitical standing and the efficacy of its foreign policy. Congresswoman de la Cruz's frustration distills a widely felt sentiment that transcends party lines, reflecting the fatigue and disillusionment of both the populace and numerous politicians regarding the ongoing dysfunction and the political circus that detracts from substantive governance. Seeking a path forward amidst the chaos, de la Cruz's call for an end to the nonsense and an earnest return to governmental duties. It reflects a necessity for leadership that is able to cast aside petty political wrangling in favor of forging tangible, progressive paths that genuinely cater to the needs and concerns of the citizenry. The American people, deserving of more. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz draws a line in the sand, voicing not just her own, but the exasperations of countless Americans perplexed and exhausted by the spectacle unraveling within the corridors of power. The Speaker of the House drama is more than a mere telenovela, for its implications stretch beyond mere episodic inconveniences, reaching into the heart of governance, policymaking, and the nation's global standing. By championing a return to principled, focused, and substantive governance, de la Cruz underscores a critical need for political recalibration, one where the aspirations and needs of the American people take center stage, far removed from the debilitating drama and unconstructive infighting currently damaging the political landscape.